Boldwood presents Good Neighbours, written by Mary Grand and read by Karen Cass. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Boldwood. Author's note: Yarmouth is an actual harbour town on the Isle of Wight. Some details of the geography of the town have been changed to suit the story. For example, if you visit, you won't find Harbour Close, nor White's, the gallery, the vets, or the hairdressers, which are all completely fictitious and not based on any actual businesses. In the same way, all the people in this story are completely fictitious. Cowes, too, is a real place, but the streets which feature in the novel are entirely made up. Prologue. Saturday, the 18th of February, 2017. I sat in darkness, my hand shaking as I held out the match and lit the black candle on the altar. On a piece of paper I wrote the name Ruby Moore, born February 1987, and then pinned it onto the small doll, the voodoo doll. Twiggy legs and arms, blue silk dress. I'd attempted to take any sweetness away from it with its face, carving out hollow, sightless eyes, and a thin, cruel mouth. Picking up the voodoo doll, I said the words, loud and firm. The pain you gave me will come back to you 100 times worse. You are cursed. I repeated the words, conjuring up as much hate as I could. A voice whispered at the back of my head to stop, to step back, but I pushed it away. No, I had to concentrate. The more hate I released, the more effective the curse. Slowly I picked up black-headed pins and pushed them into the doll. Then carefully placed the voodoo doll inside a black cardboard coffin and sealed the lid. I wrapped the box in a piece of black silk, placed it in a drawer, and locked it. Sitting back, I slowed my breath, stared at the candle as the wax dripped down the side. Finally I leant forward, placed my hands over the crystal bowl containing black salt, and closed my eyes. It was done.